Okay, so this shir is about Baruch Shem Kavod Machuso L'Olam Va'ed, and it's specifically for Yom Kippur, and it's not fully worked out. So you know, I know we're supposed to continue from last week's, but I got caught up in this, and I'm trying to work it out, and hopefully through giving it, I'll work it out a little bit better, and then I'll be a little more organized to present it a different time.
Well,
your help, exactly. Your best help. Okay. So, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso L'Olam Va'ed. So, it's an enigmatic phrase. It's hard to understand exactly what it means or how to break it up. Right? Well, how the words go together. Right? Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso L'Olam Va'ed. It's hard. What does it mean? How do you put it together? Now, in Yom Kippur, it comes up a few times, okay. So in terms of the avod and the mikdash, right? When you did the Kohen Gadol, did the avod and the mikdash. So the Mishnayos and the Rambam makes a point to say mention that if the Rambam is in Beis Vav in Yom Kippurim. So he says that the Kohen Gadol would mention the Shem HaMeforash, Kichsavo, Yudke Vavke, 10 times during the Avodah. 3 times in each Vidoy, and 1 time when he would say Lashem Chatas on the Seer Lashem. Okay, so you say the Shem Hashem. And the Ram says, in Halacha Zayin, Kol HaKohanim Va'am, Ha'amdim Ba'azara, Kishem Shom Mes Hashem HaForash, Yotzei Pi Kohen Gadol, Bekdusha B'tara, Kor mishtachavim v'noflim apneim v'omrim bruch shen kavod machuso olam vayed shenemar ki shem Hashem ekra havagadol akeinu. So whenever the any of the Kohanim or the Am, the regular Israelim, who were standing in the Azara, in the Mikdash, when they heard the Kohen Gadol say the Shem Meforash, so they would bow down, they would fall on their faces, and they would say, Baruch Shem Kavod. And the pasuk the Rambam bases on is a Gedir Sakasa from Parshas from the Shira of Hazinu. Hazinu is what you always read before Yom Kippur, the Shabbos before Yom Kippur. It's Kishem Hashem Ekra. Moshe Rabbeinu told them that whenever I call out the Shem Hashem in the Shira of Hazinu, Havugodel Elokeinu. So attribute greatness to our God, and that's Baruch Shem Kavod. Okay, so Baruch Shem Kavod is not written anywhere in the Torah or the Nevi'im or the Ksuvim. It's not written down anywhere. It's not a pasuk. Okay? It's this phrase which comes up in a few different places. And the midrashim, there's 2 different midrashim sources for where a pasuk comes from. We're going to focus mostly on one of them because that's the one that's most relevant for Yom Kippur. Okay? So this was 10 times. Now, I've heard Rebbe say many times that the essence of Yom Kippur, it revolves around Yichud Hashem. It revolves around the Shem Meforash. That's the essence of the day. And the Lifnei Hashem, Titaru, is before the name of Hashem. And the focus of the day is the Yedias Hashem, knowledge of God. And the Shem HaMeforash, which is said 10 times in Yom Kippur. And the people's response to it, of Baruch Shem. So, insofar as that's the essence of the day, it behooves us to try to understand a little bit what exactly. And we go through this, right? We go through this in the in Musaf. We do the, right? We go through this, Kohanim, right? Baruch Shem Kavod, we all do this. We reenact it, right? The Sefirah Svarim, we go through this again. So I'd like to understand exactly. I would like to. We're not going to, but I would like to. This is what I would like to do, okay? Unfortunately, it's a work in progress, okay? Okay. The other time it comes up the other time it comes up is 2 times. Is one is when you say Kriya Shema, you start off the night of Yom Kippur and Maariv. So you say Kriya Shema, you say the first pasuk together, and then as opposed to normally, we all say Baruch Shem Kavod quietly to ourselves after Kriya Shema. On Yom Kippur night and during the day, right, like the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, we say it out loud, okay? And the Torah brings down this minhag, which we follow. Why do we say quietly in general? Okay, this is the Medrash explains.
That's the
Malachim thing, exactly. The Malachim thing. Okay, so this apparently is popular. I was talking to my 6-year-old son about this, and he was telling me all about it, okay?
Did you get a ship from him?
He had a nice insight. Okay. 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 So the Torah is like, the Torah is in Tuf Resh Yates, Or Chaim. And he brings down the minhag. He says, "V'nohagim ba'ashkenaz lomar, baruch shein kavod machus olam va'ed b'kol ram." So the minhag is to say it out loud in a kriya shema at the night and in the daytime. Kriya when we say shema on Yom Kippur. V'smach l'davar b'midrash ve'elu dvarim rabba. So in the dvarim rabba, there's a medrash, and that's the source for this minhag. V'parshas v'eschanan. So it says, "Kishalom Moshe l'rakia." So Moshe went up on Har Sinai to mekabel the Torah. Shama malach yasharah, shayi mekalsin kash baruchu, baruch shein kavod machus olam va'ed. So he heard the malach yasharis when he was up. There was a lot of angels on top of the mountain, no doubt, and he heard them praising God with baruch shein. V'riduhu liYisrael, and he brought it down for Klal Yisrael to teach them this phrase. Lama davar doma. So what's the mashal for this? La'adam sheganav hormin perish chayfetz na mitoch paltrin shel melech. So a person who steals a nice object. Okay, I think the medrash, our version has it like a piece of jewelry, tachshit, from the palace of the king. V'nasan l'ishto, and he gives it to his wife, this piece of jewelry that was stolen from the palace. V'amr la'al tiskashti bo ela betzina. Only wear it privately, b'soch b'sech, in the house. So therefore, baruch shem, because it's stolen from the malachim, we only say it quietly, betzina, during the year. U'b'yom ha'kippurim, omrin osa b'farasya. But in Yom Kippur, we say it publicly. L'fish anu k'malachim. Because we are like malachim on Yom Kippur. Because we're not eating, we're not drinking, we're not wearing shoes, we're wearing white, right? So the kittels. So because Yom Kippur, we have a din of being Doma L'malachem, so we're able to say Baruch Shem out loud. Okay. Okay. Reb Chaim, I heard this from Rabbi once, and the Rav has a piece in Reb Shurkin, Har Kedem, from the Rav, used to say Baruch Shem out loud whenever he would daven by himself. Right? Yeah, he held you only have to say Baruch Shem quietly when you're Betzibor. And the Rav explained it. It was based upon the fact that when you're saying it Betzibor, it has a din of a Davar Shebekdusha. Like Kadosh, 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 Baruch Kvod Hashem Komo. Right? It's because it's from the angels. Things that the angels praise God with is a din of Davar Shebekdusha when you do a Betzibor. So the Isser, because it's stolen, which is hard to understand what that means, right? I would love to be able to explain that.
Oh, so confused. Well, I thought it had Darvish of Kusha because I don't want to say all
that. Oh, so that Rebbe told me that. I think either it's on tape or he told me that. Is that the Rebbe didn't explain that. Let me just finish. I'll get that explained. Is that so since it's, you now the Isser is to be Madama, compare yourself to the Malachim by saying it out loud. Betzibor. That's how angels say it. Angels say it Betzibor in groups. So when you're saying it by quietly, then you're basically doing it to yourself. That's okay. Then it's just, you're saying it as a shavach, but it's not davar shebekdusha because you're not doing it publicly with everybody else. Davar shebekdusha is b'minyan basara, or if you're biyachid, even if you say it out loud, it doesn't matter. The problem of doing it out loud is when you're betzibor and everybody does it together out loud, then it becomes davar shebekdusha. That's the isser because it's stolen. And what does it mean stolen? That's what Rebbe told me, or it's on the tape I heard once upon a time, one or the other. So if you don't find the tape, then he told me, okay, that it's because it's. It's that the other ones you have a matir to say them as a davar shebekdusha, kadosh 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 and baruch kvod Hashem komo. You can say them b'torah davar shebekdusha because they were written down torah shebechsav. There's a matir is the navi. The navi put it as part of torah shebechsav. But baruch shem Moshe Rabbeinu never incorporated into torah shebechsav. It was never, he never wrote it down in the Torah, right? That was something that Moshe communicated to us, torah shebapet. So there's
how do we know torah shebechsav? Meaning, how do we know?
It's from Moshe.
Through
Moshe told us that he got it from the angels when he was on Har Sinai.
But how did he learn there? But if he told
we trust him. We trust him.
But isn't,
I like him. We only trust him so much, though.
I believe him.
So all halakhim Sinai are stolen.
No. Just this.
Why is this one though?
Because the other ones Hashem told Moshe. Yeah. Tell this to B'nai Yisrael.
No, I shouldn't tell.
This is something Moshe heard the angels, hear the malachim praising God with.
And he snatched it from them.
snatched it from them, told us about it, and if we could only say it in certain circumstances. Okay?
We just won't find out.
You go, for example, on the Ra'ay on Kishema Shameko, Havogodel Kenya, that's Xer Sikasov.
The Moshe is a stealer.
You know, they try to defend that, okay? Okay? He was allowed to take it. You know, God told him you could take whatever you want, just the angels, I don't know, whatever. I'm not going to get involved with Moshe's ethics. Yeah.
What's the sense of knowledge being stolen?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I would love to be able to explain it. I've been working on it all week. And hopefully by Yom Kippur night, I'll have an answer. I have an idea. If we get to the very end of this year, we usually don't. But if we get to the very...
Today we are.
If we get to the very end of this year, I have a possible explanation for that. But it's still a work in progress, okay? Okay. So, okay. That's the requirement.
Why can you say it be yachid but not the tibur? If like, is that with like, we like don't want them to like find out or something?
No. That's a requirement. He's saying that's the point of the requirement. He's not saying it's that if you say it quietly, angels aren't going to find out. Angels can hear you say it quietly, and that's Rukhaim's point. That's why he could say it loudly when he was biyachidus. The idea is when you're saying it b'tzibur, it has a din of a Torah darvash b'kedusha. You're saying it with everybody else. When you're saying it biyachidus, you're not doing it with Torah darvash b'kedusha, and therefore there's no issur.
How does it correspond to the
mashal? Oh. Well, the mashal is telling you why you're not allowed to say it as a Darush Vakdusha, because it's stolen. See, Kadosh, 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 and Baruch Kavod, Hashem, Komo.
Oh, so it's like,
those are not stolen.
Showing off what you stole, basically.
It's not above
there. Yeah. You don't publicize stolen objects. You keep them private. It's a generally good Eitzah. Okay? What exactly the mashal Nimshal is, like I said, maybe at the end of this year we'll have some idea. I'm just banking we're not going to get to it, so you'll never call me on that. But yeah, go ahead.
Isn't there a Rambam that says the Yaakov Avinu said?
Okay, yeah, that's the other Medrash. It's the Gemara in Pesachim and Vav Menalf. They're both in Bereishis Rab in Dvarim Rabba. That's the one that says that Yaakov Avinu, when he was at the end of his life, when he's going to give brachos to his kids in Parshas Vayechi, right? So he says he also v'gid lachem esesh yikreschem v'achas yamim. So he wanted to tell them what's going to happen at the end of days. Bikish Yaakov Legalis is the case. He wanted to reveal to them the Moshe Mashiach, the end of time. And then Nistagim and Hashchina, the Shechina departed from him. And he said, maybe there's some one of you who doesn't hold by Yichud Hashem. There's a psul in his era. There's one of his kids or doesn't hold by Yichud Hashem. And so he asked them. And they all said to him, Shema Yisrael, listen, our father Yisrael, Hashem Lekinu Hashem Echad, we're all with you, all by Yichud Hashem. And when he saw the El Hol HaBayichad Hashem, he said, Baruch Shem Kavod Machos Olam Vayim. Okay, the Medrash. Yaakov said it. Yaakov. Correct. Yaakov was the original.
It's
Torah Shel Peh also. Yeah, Rambam says it's Meser B'yadeinu. So Rambam seems to take this Medrash very literally.
That's Rambam brings it down as well.
Rambam brings down Hichos Kriya Shema. Perak Av Halacha Beis or Gimel. Right, as he said. And therefore, we say it Balachash. Now, the Medrash just says Yaakov said it Balachash. Yaakov himself said Balachash. The Gemara Pesachim says, Yaakov said it out loud, but we don't know what to do because Yaakov said it out loud, but Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it at all. So our compromise is we say it quietly. That's even more Pesachim than Vav Menalev.
Then why can you say it out loud?
I never understood. According to that Gemara and the Rambam, how does Reb Chaim? Oh, you mean how do we say it out loud in Yom Kippur? Yeah. What changed in Yom Kippur? Right, good.
The
Yom Kippur is definitely based upon this other Medrash. It's based on the other thing.
But can Yom Kippur by itself just be a Hadar for us?
Why would it be a heter?
I know what's changed. What's changed? I don't know what's changed. Okay, there was a point in this week I was trying to work out that maybe the two midrashim didn't argue. The Yaakov originated it, and the angels took it from Yaakov, and then Moshe stole it. But
so it wasn't stolen.
I only had a week to prepare this, so I didn't get to work out that train of thought. Okay, so there might be a direction to unify that. I don't know. I don't know. Right. Exactly. Moshe's just stole it back. It's not really stolen. Okay. So I don't know. I'm not sure. We're going to leave that alone. I mean, maybe I'll mention that other medrash, but this year's, the minhag of Yom Kippur is openly based upon the other medrash, not based upon the Gemara. I don't know why there would be Tofes, Gemara, and Pesach. Either the halachos, we could resolve it and the two medrashim harmonize, or for some reason, halacha is just going like the other medrash and saying that's the tam, and therefore we can do it on Yom Kippur. I don't know. Okay. The Torah says Minagashka is made for either hold by other medrash. I don't know, it's funny to go away against the Bavli with a medrash. It's strange. So I don't know. I mean, I tried to, but
maybe Yahu was doing the Malach at the time. So.
No, okay, good.
So it's really
good. Good. Okay, so I'm going to go that way. I'm going to go that way. Hold on. You joke. But that's my shit. Okay. So, okay, good. The other thing we do where Baruch Shem comes in Yom Kippur, right, not just to say that, is at the very end of Yom Kippur, right, you say, like, the last thing we do, the minug, it's also brought down, I believe, in the Shulchan Aruch, is you say Shema Yisrael, then you say Baruch Shem Kavod 3 times, then you say Hashem Hu Elokim 7 times, right? That's how you end Yom Kippur. Shema and Baruch Shem, and then Hashem Hu Elokim. Okay? So it seems like Baruch Shem is a very essential theme, a very essential phrase to the day. It's the essence of the Avodah, the Shem Mefarsh, and the response of the Am of Baruch Shem. And it's the way you start off the Kriya Shema the night before, and during the day, you say by saying it out loud, and then you culminate the whole... Yom Kippur culminates, finishes, ends basically with Shema and Baruch Shem Kavod. Okay? So we'd like to understand a little bit what Baruch Shem does, how it functions, and then if we have time, possibly what it means. Okay? What it means, it's a speculation, you know, what it possibly, how to interpret it. And that's going to be the more abstract part of this year. The first part will be a little bit less abstract. But it's going to be a hard share, though, okay? So, So the Gemara that I'd like to do is the Gemara in Chulin on Tzadi Aleph Omid Beis. Okay. So I'd like to say, first of all, I prepared the Shirim with a few of my Chavrusas. I did this Gemara with David Fader a few years ago, but I prepared this with Yaakov Trachman and Rabbi Eli Fader, and all three of them are rabbis. But I prepared it with all of them, so, you know, it's a combination of my chavrusas and I a bit. Yeah, rabbis, all rabbis. Okay, so the Gemara is, okay. Tzadi Aleph Omid Beis and Chulin on the bottom. Okay. So the Gemara says like this. It says, It says, Omar Rav, the Omar of Chananel, Omar Rav. Okay. Shalosh kita shel malachei sharis omro shir b'chol yom. So 3 groups of malachei sharis say shir every day. Achas omeres kadosh. One says kadosh. It's a very short shira. V'achas omeres kadosh kadosh. Sorry. Achas omeres kadosh. V'achas omeres kadosh. V'achas omeres kadosh Hashem tzavakos. Okay. So one just says Kadosh and Tzavakos. So it's like this. Meisve, right? Is that really true that one says just Kadosh and Tzavakos? Meisve, so here's the main brisa.
The 2 say the same thing?
I guess so, yeah. It seems like that, right? Okay. Okay. Igmar is going to retract. That's just the initial way it understood it. Okay. Igmar says, Meisve, Chaviv in Yisrael lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yosem Malachi Asharis. So Klal Yisrael is more cherished to HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than the Malachi Asharis. Why? She Yisrael Omrim Shira B'chol Shah. Okay, we have a different gear, so it's B'chol Is B'chol Shah Shiyirtsu. Okay, Klal Yisrael says Shira whenever they want to. Klal Yisrael can say Shira. Okay. Malachi Asharis Ein Omrim Shira El Pamachas B'yom. Malachi Asharis say only once a day. Vamila Pamachas B'Shabbos, once a week. Vamila Pamachas B'Chodesh, some say once a month. Vamila Pamachas B'Shana, once a year. Pamachas B'Shavua, Pamachas B'Yovel, Pamachas B'Olam, once every Shemitah, once every Yovel, once in a lifetime. Okay, so either it means it's Machokas, about how often they say it, or more likely it means that different groups of angels have different time periods in which they're allowed to say Shira. Okay? Okay, but Klal Yisrael can say Shira whenever they want. Okay, which is funny because the Gemara says that Kol Omer Halel B'chol Yom is Harezim Mechayev from Megadef. If you say Halel every day, so it's like you're blasphemizing God, right? You're not really allowed to say Halel every day, right? So what exactly does the Gemara mean by if you say Shira B'chol Yom, you're not just allowed to say Shira any day you want, right? Halel Mitzrayim means the Halel we say of Mitzias Mitzrayim. If you say it every day, it's Mechayev from Megadef. It's Aser. Right, you can't just say it. You need a matir.
It says Chaviv
and Yisrael. It says Chaviv and Yisrael. Shayom and Shir, Bechol Yisrael, Bechol Shah, Shir, too. Whenever they want.
Yisrael is like a tibor.
I guess so, yeah. Okay.
Can I say Selim?
Maybe. You'll see what it means, actually, in a second. I think the next line will, I mean, as puzzling as it is, I think the next line will explain a little bit what it means. Okay. Now, that's the first thing. Klai Yisrael can say whenever we want, and the angels have a restriction, a limitation, how frequently they're allowed to
say
Shira, right, correct. Okay. Now, it says like this. It says, V'Yisrael maskirin Hashem achar shtei tevos. And B'nai Yisrael, when they say Shira, they say it. They say the Shem Hashem after two words. The third word is the Shem Hashem. Shenamar Shema Yisrael Hashem. Okay. Umalach Esharis Ein Maskirin Es Hashem Alach Gimel Tevos Kedachsev Gimel Kadosh 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 Hashem Tzavakos. So Umalach Esharis say three words, and then they say Hashem 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 Tzavakos Kadosh 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 Hashem Tzavakos. But Klai Yisrael, we say it after two words, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Okay, so it's puzzling because it's a very strange, two words, three words, what's it talking about, right? What's it even talking about, two words, three words? And also, what's strange is since when is Shema Yisrael Shira? Right? Shema Yisrael Shira? Right? It's a mitzvah of Doraisa, say Kriya Shema, Kabbal Samachu Shemayim. When did it become Shira? Right? Okay, that's the second advantage that Klai Yisrael has over Malach Esharis.
So we can turn whatever we want into Shira.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Shira.
Okay, and the third thing is Ve'im Malach Esharis Omim Shira Lamala Ach Yom Yisrael Lamata. Again, it quotes the Pasuk. In Eov. Okay, Pasuk in Eov are difficult to understand, but the Gemara takes it as a Raya, and I'll accept that. Okay, so but the Malachim don't say Shira B'Shamayim until Klai Yisrael says Shira Ba'aretz. Okay, and if you'll notice that, like a lot of the Piyutim we have, like Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Yimloch, it's like going back and forth between us and the angels, and it's like a whole symphony. And the Piyutim, they're like this Medrash, and right, and there's like a whole symphony of man, of Klai Yisrael and the angels saying Shira together. It's an orchestra, it's beautiful. But a lot of people are based upon this idea that the Malachim say Shira only after we say Shira. Okay, fine. So the Gemara, right? So then the Gemara answers the question, just to give you the answer. It says, Ela achas omer kadosh, achas omer kadosh kadosh, achas omer kadosh kadosh kadosh, Hashem tzavakos. Okay, so the answer is that you have to reformulate the statement of, it's that nobody says kadosh Hashem tzavakos. You can't, the angels need three kadoshes before they say Hashem Hashem. So it says Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzavakos, but they start slowly. One says Kadosh, other says Kadosh, Kadosh, and the other one says Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzavakos. Yes, it answers that. Correct. Then it answers, what about Baruch Kavod by, right? Baruch Kavod. So Gemara has different answers, either because that's the Ofanim, and they're part of the Kisei. We're not going to get into that. Or because they already have the Rishus since the Srafim. The Srafim are the ones who say Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzavakos, right? Vasrafim, and that's Yeshaya's Nevuah. The Srafim are certain angels, they stand before God, Ondim Ma'alo. They're the ones who say Kadosh Kadosh, and then the Ofanim go second. Right, like our Tfilas Otzer, you always say Kadosh first, and then you say Baruch Kavod Hashem Kamo.
Is this Kabbalah?
What?
Is this Kabbalah?
Kabbalah, no. It's a Gemara. It's open Gemara. Okay?
It is open Sukkim.
Open Sukkim. And you say it every day. You should have some idea of what you say every day, I would hope.
I thought we can understand it.
Well, then why'd you say it?
I don't know.
You always wondered that, right? You should have a basic idea of what you say. For sure, if you're saying it. You shouldn't just say things you understand. Either, yeah, right. To leave it out or understand what you're saying. You have some idea, I hope.
Because Moshe said it, no?
That's your matter to say it, but you don't know what that means at all. That's a problem. That's a real problem. No, you should have some idea of what it means. If you're saying it before God, you should have some idea of what it means. You know.
What?
You want? Okay, fine. I might not need that back.
Where is that?
Well, what does it mean to what?
The one more sin before God.
And Yeshaya's Nevuah. Oh, you mean what does that mean? Yes. See, that's my Sukkah, that I can't get into. Yes. Right. The Ofanim is after the Serafim say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Shofar are one type of angel. Okay. The Ofanim and the Chayos, that's Yecheskel's devil. The Seraphim is Yeshayah's.
Okay.
They saw the same thing, but whatever, not exactly. And there's three types of angels. There's more, but Seraphim are Yeshayah's. They're the ones who say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. They're in front of God. They're not part of the Kisei. They say Kadosh, 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 and Tzvakos. Then, after they say that, then the Ofanim and the Chayos, or the Ofanim, just the Ofanim maybe, they say Baruch Kavod Hashem Imkamo. So they go second. And you always see in the order of the Kedusha, always it's Kadosh Kadosh and then Baruch Kavod. Right? Okay.
Because they're part of the throne of God.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into that. That's why they could do it after two.
That's definitely
okay? there'd be their Nota Rishus, because once the Seraphim already went, they already had the three words. They're just continuing the Shira of the Ofanim. Sorry, of the Seraphim. Okay. Okay. Trying to get distracted. I don't know. Okay. So far so good. So the three things about look, this is obviously a deep area, and we're not going to be able to explain most of it, but we'll just try to get some ideas. I'm trying to explain mostly Shema and Baruch Shem, okay? But I hopefully we'll be able to explain the bulk, the core of this Gemara. So the three things that Klal Yisrael is greater, Chaviven, Yosef Machle Sharkis, is that Klal Yisrael says it all the time. Whenever we want, we could say Shema. Right? And if you'll notice, we incorporate Shema into the Kedusha of Musaf. Right? We do it, right? We in the Kedusha of Musaf on Shabbos. Right? We say Kadosh Kadosh, then you say Baruch Kavod, then you say Shema Yisrael. Right? Then you say Yom Lech Hashem Olam. Right? So we incorporate the Shema Yisrael into the Kedusha. In Musaf, in the Kedusha of Musaf on Shabbos. And maybe it's every Musaf. You incorporate Shema Yisrael, it becomes incorporated into, right after the Malachim. Malachim say their Shira, right, of Kadosh and then Baruch Kavod, and then we say Shema Yisrael. So we really do it. We do this. We take out the Torah, we do it in a responsive way, Shema Yisrael, the Chazan does it, on Yom Kippur, at the very end, right, there's a Kriya and Aniyah, there's calling back and forth. So we do use Shema Yisrael in this way, but Torah Shira, it's not something that is totally foreign. If you think about it through the Tfilos, right, Shema Yisrael is incorporated in this manner. Yeah, go ahead.
What about, where does, like, Yimloch stand in this?
Okay, good.
That's our own, no?
So Yimloch is the end of... Okay, very good. So, Yimloch is the end of the Az Yashir, right? The end of Az Yashir culminates in the pasuk of there's two things. The end of Az Yashir is Hashem Yimloch Olam Vaed, right? That's the pasuk we use in Kedusha Desidra in Uvalet Zion. In Uvalet Zion we have Kadosh 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 Baruch Kavod and Hashem Yimloch Olam Vaed, which is the pasuk from Az Yashir, end of the Shira of Az Yashir. But in the Kedusha of Shmoneh Esrei, instead of doing that, we use Yimloch Hashem Lakayat Zion Dovedar Aluka from Tehillim. Okay, but it's also like a substitute for the Hashem Yimloch Olam Vaed. They're like a little bit interchangeable, it seems, that those two psukim. Okay, so that's also that's the shira of Adam, right? The shira that we have from Moshe Benu, from Az Yashir, and from David. That's our shira. So the first two of Kadosh Kadosh and Baruch Kavod, that's the shira of the Malachim. That's the shira that the angels say. Right, and then the Hashem Yimloch and or Shema Yisrael, that's the Shira that we say. Right, that's two different Shiras. I mean, we're doing them all. We're singing God's praises through all four of them, right? Through all of them, but the first two we're copying the angels and Kadosh Kadosh and Baruch Kavod. That's fundamentally, it comes from what the angels say, from Yeshayah's Nevuah and Yecheskel's Nevuah. We know that's what angels, how they, that's the Shira that the angels give praise before God. And we're copying them. We're taking their Shira. But Yimloch Hashem Yimloch, that's the shir that we say from Moshe Ben and Klai Yisrael from the Kriyas Yamsuf or David. Right? Okay. So far, so good. Okay. So. So once again, to review the Gemara, right? Three things Klai Yisrael is greater than the Malachim. One is, we say shir whenever we want. They're limited. Once a day, once a week, once and forever. Two is, they have to say after three words, we say after two. Right, Shema Yisrael, they say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. And third is, they have to wait for us. So we'd like to explain those three things. Okay?
And how Shema.
And how Shema Shira. Right, exactly.
What does it mean they have to wait for us? When?
They have to wait till after Zman Kriya Shema to say Shira. I don't know. Because don't they say it early in the morning? I don't know.
I
guess the Hanetz, right. They wait for the Hanetz guys and they say it right. When you're saying, when you're davening Shema, say they're saying Shira. Because you said Kriya Shema already. Okay? I don't know. That's what it says. Pay attention to the Piyutim. And now, the Piyutim, like, work this stuff out. Okay? So that's what they're what? Yeah, that's what they're. That's what they. You know, they love this stuff.
Yeah, they're all like great angels.
That's why you don't understand anything that's going on. Okay. Okay. So let's take a move first. Let's just try to analyze the Kriya Shema thing. Okay, and then hopefully we'll answer at least the first two parts of the Gemara. Okay, the third part, we'll see. Okay, so around this is around the Sefer Mitzvos, Mitzvos Aseh base. Okay. Hu atzivah shnistevinu biyadiyas hayichod. So the second mitzvah the Rambam counts is a mitzvah of knowing that God is one. V'hu sh'neida shepol hametzias v'sibasa harishon echad. So we should know that the cause of all existence, and the first cause, is one. V'amar Yisrael l'shma Yisrael, Hashem l'kinu Hashem echad. Okay. Okay. I'll skip a little bit. V'korin l'mitzvah zu gam malchus. Okay, and Chazal call this mitzvah also malchus. Lefi shem omrim, kedei lekabel olav ol malchus shemayim. Okay, because they say, in order to accept upon yourself the ol malchus shemayim, the yoke of the of God's kingdom. Kilomar. So what does that mean? According to the Rambam, kabbalas malchus shemayim, hahoda b'yichud v'diyaso. So the recognition of yichud, God's oneness, v'diyaso, and the knowledge of it. Right, the knowledge and recognition and acknowledgement of God's Yichud is Kabbalas Amachos Shemayim. And that's Shema Yisrael. Klai Yisrael should understand. You should understand, you should know, not just here, but you should understand Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Okay? That's the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. Okay. Okay, the mitzvah of Shema, Kriya Shema, is a little bit more, because the mitzvah includes, this is according to Rambam, reading all three parshios. Right, so the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem is really this first pasuk, Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. Okay, that's really the first pasuk. We're going to be focusing on that aspect, just the first pasuk, Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. So like this, is that the first pasuk of Shema, when you're Mekabel Malchus Shemayim, so it begins with a person acknowledge, like an internal recognition and acknowledgement and knowledge of God's oneness, of Yichud Hashem. And that's the mitzvah of Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim, recognizing, knowing God is one. But it can become more, okay? It can become Shira. Okay, what is Shira? What differentiates Shira, song, from regular Shabbat, right? It's not the same thing, no. So Shira is really...
What's that Shira?
Az Yashir Shira.
I know, but what was the purpose of the Shira?
Okay, I'm going to try to explain that. Right, exactly. That's what this Shira is about. Okay,
why
Shira.
Saying that there's a difference between the Shira and Shabbat?
I mean, like when you make a Shahakol, that's Shabbat. But... when you say Shira, Az Yashir, that's Shira. Yeah, but Shira is like the It's a different. Not every Shavach is Shira.
Is it? This clip.
Every Shira is Shavach.
Yes. Shira is by definition. Shavach is the larger category. Shira is a type of Shavach.
When we say Shira, do we. Meaning. Is Shira done in public? Meaning, like, it's not. Meaning, it's done to a. It's for a Shem, whatever that means, but. But it also. Do we do it as, like, a. As a group? Shira? Like, us, that sort of seem. It seemed like that was.
It was done publicly, right.
So can that mean that the Shira is a form of Shavach that's done through.
Only publicly? Well, you publicly do find.
Through the people?
You do find, like Shiras Chana and Shiras Devorah. Devorah might have been. I don't know if that was public. That might have been. Makalos Baruch Hu Hashem. I think it's from there. That's really in Devorah Shavakdusha from. You have the Shira of David. So I'm not sure that you can't have a Shira of a Yachid.
Well, also give Shira. My point is, like, my point I'm trying to make is, can Shira just be something to, like, I guess. Get the people's attachment to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. I mean, it's more like it stirs up an emotional reaction to the system that can somehow help someone get closer to Hashem.
Okay, that's true.
I mean, that's like a song.
That
a song.
Be for an individual.
Yeah, I mean, that could be part of the objective and part of its role of what it accomplishes.
Right.
For sure.
So,
okay.
I don't know. There was a Shira and regular Shava.
Right.
And regular Shava is more like, okay, I'm giving you Shava. No, you know, this is what you're supposed to do, but, like, I don't know. But it seems like, I don't know. Like, Shira is playing a different role.
Seems something a little different. No, it's not easy to define exactly the difference between Shira. What is Shira? Okay. So, I you know, this is, it seems to me, like, a common. Common denominator you find in it. So I'm going to try, attempt to. I haven't gone through every single case, so, you know. But what I think is let's start with the angels, okay? Start with the malachim. Okay. So I'm going to use the tefillos a little bit to try to bring it out. So in the tefillah of Berchos Kriyashma, Berchos Yotzer, the first bracha Kriyashma, Yotzer Maros. So we say, Chulam poschim espiyem bekdusha v'tara, b'shiro v'zimra. And all the angels, they open their mouths with Kedusha and Tahara, Beshira v'Zimra, with song. Mevarchim, Meshabchim, Mefarim, Maritzim, Makdishim, Mamlichim. Okay, and they, right? As Shem HaKel, HaMelech, HaGadol, HaGibor, V'Anor, HaKadoshu. Then here. V'chula mekablen aleyem omachu shemayim, zem mizeh. V'nesnu mishu zeh lezeh, Kedisha l'tzom, v'nachas ruach. Right? And they say, Kedosh, 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 Shem Tzavakos, and Baruch Kavod. So you see, the way that the Yotzer describes it is that this Kedusha of theirs is V'chulam Makablam Lam Omachu Shemayim. That this is the way that Malachim are Makabal Omachu Shemayim. Right? Through their Shira. Right? B'Shira V'Zimra. The Makabal Omachu Shemayim through Shira and Zimra. Kadosh Kadosh and Baruch Kavod. Okay? And if you look later on,
the way it reads is not necessarily this is the way they're saying they are accepting Kabbalah on Mach Shemayim, and they give rishus to one another
to be Makdish Yotzram.
But is it saying that Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh is the way they are Kabbalah on Mach Shemayim?
I think so. B'chulam poschim espiyim b'kedusha torah b'shiro v'zimro mevarchim eshachim mefarim maritzim makdishim mamlichim. They praise God. They're mamlech Hakadosh Baruch Hu, or they're mamlech Eshem, the name. Of Hakel Hamelach Hagadol Gibor VeNor Kadoshu, right? VeChulam, and they're all Makabal Aleim Omachu Shemayim.
So they're already
covered. No. The way they do this is through Kadosh 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 Hashem Tzavakos. All this is how they do it. They say Kadosh 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 Hashem Tzavakos. That's how they're. That's the Shira. That's their Shira and Zimra. That's their Kedusha. That's their Kabbal Samachu Shemayim. Through Kadosh Kadosh Kadosh, okay. And Baruch Kavod. But it's not some other thing that's left out. This is what they say. Okay? It's their Kabbal Samachu Shemayim. And then later on in the tefillah, in the bracha of Gal Yisrael, we say, um, Tielos le kel yon baruchum uvarach. Moshev neisra lachanu shira b'simcha b'mchulam. Shira chadash ashib chugulim l'shim chasas v'yam. Yacha kulam hodu v'himluchu v'amru. Hashem yimloch lam v'ad. Right? So the shira chadash, right? We bring in Gal Yisrael. We bring in the shira that Klai Yisrael sing at the Yamsuf. And Hashem yimloch lam v'ad. And likewise, in the tefillah of Maariv in Gal Yisrael, we say something very similar. We say, Robana gvuroso shibchu vodolishmo, umalchuso, beratzon kiblu aleim. So God's malchus they willingly accept upon themselves. Moshe of Nesra, lacha anu shirab, simcha abav, mechulam, right? Michamocha belim Hashem. And malchus charu vanecha bakeyaf ne Moshe, ze keli anu vemru, Hashem yimachulam vad, and in Gal Yisrael. So you see, it's the malchus ha kiblu aleim, the kabbalas amachus shemayim, is the focus of the shira. It's a culmination of the shira, Hashem yimloch olam va'ed, and it's the way in the tefilos we describe both the shira of the malachim and the shira of Klal Yisrael, Moshe and Klal Yisrael, is the shira is through kabbalas amachus shemayim. Okay. So what I'd like to say to the first step before we get to the explaining the Shema is that Shira is when a person or a group of people, when they exceed the Malchus Shemayim, the Gilui Shechina of, let's say, Kriyas Yamsuf, okay, or by the Malachim, when they see the Bria, Maisa Bracious, because if you look at their Kadosh Kadosh, it's based upon Maisa Bracious, Maloch Alarts Kevodo. When they see the greatness of God expressed in the creation. So when they see the Malchus Hashem expressed in these ways, and the person is moved through what they perceive to be Mekabel O Malchus Shemayim, right? And they express that Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim in Shevach, in praise. It's Shira is the when the Gavra has been moved by the perceiving, when they see the malchus of Hashem, and then they're mekabel malchus sober tzon kiblu aleim, and the people, the Moshe and Klal Yisrael are mekabel malchus shemayim, and they express that in song, in praise, in shira. That's the highest form of shevach, as an expression of kabbalas malchus shemayim. Okay, it's the ultimate expression of the gavra recognizing the reality of the malchus shemayim, the grandeur, the greatness of the Malchus Shemayim. He's Mekabal Malchus Shemayim, and he expresses that the Kabbalas of Malchus Shemayim in a form of Shevach, in praise, and in Shira. That's Shira. Shira is the Shevach of the Kabbalas of Malchus Shemayim of the Gavra. When he's been transformed by his perception of the Malchus Hashem, and he expresses that in song. Okay, so what underlines Shevach is the perception of the Malchus Hashem and the Gavra's reaction, Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim, to what he perceives, and the Shira is the natural expression of that transformation of the Gavra, from Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. It's the Shira, and the Shira is the Shevach of Malchus Shemayim, Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. Both the angels do it, and we do it. Okay, and we do a little different than the angels. That's the second part of the Shira. We'll see. Maybe not. Okay. The difference between the two. Okay. But the first part is right, and that's what we do in the Kedusha. And the Kedusha is you're separating, showing how God is different from everything else. The angels show how Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh is separate from any other part of the creation, from the heavens, from the earth, from time. And Malech al-Arts Kevodo, and everything shows God's greatness. And then they're Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, and we do it a little differently. It's through, we see the hand of the Ashkacha, right, in the Shira, let's say, by the Yam, by Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael. But when you see the Malchus Shemayim, and you Micha Mocha Belim Hashem, Micha Mocha Nadar Bakodesh, and you realize that there's nothing like God, that He's greater than everything else. It says kedusha. Kedusha and yichud go together. Right? God is separate from everything else, and his oneness is he's totally different. He's different from everything else in the creation, There's nothing like him. Micha Mocha. You El Mitidem Yuni. Right. That's part of the mitzvah of Yichud. There's nothing. Nothing about God can be compared to anything else in the creation. Right. That's he's separate and distinct from everything else, and that's what we mean by he's Yichud. He doesn't share anything. He's unique. He doesn't share anything in common with any part of his creation. He's totally exalted and above it, different from everything else. That's the Kedusha. And he's above it. He's a Yamamlechem. He's above it. He's in control of it. He created it. And he leads it. He governs it. He's the Melech, right? The one who is above and beyond and different from everything else. And that's who's in control of it all. That's the Melech. So that's the Yichud Hashem, how he's one singular, unique, different from everything else. And when you see that, when that's manifested to you through certain different things, and you're mekabel mechushamayim, you recognize that, you're moda to that, and it transforms you, then you express that in Shevach. Okay? And that's what I'd like to say is what the Baruch Shem does. Okay? The Baruch Shem takes the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad from being just Kabbalah mechushamayim, of the Gavra being moda and Yodea, and he recognizes and he knows Yichud Hashem, it turns it into Shevach. Baruch Shem Kavod is a Shevach. It's praise. It's Shira. Okay, it becomes Shira. Your Kriyashman, your Kabbalah Simchot Shemayim, it results. It transforms the Gavra from he's not just Mekabel Simchot Shemayim and it stays there, but he's forced to express it in terms of Shira and praise. And Baruch Shem Kavod Machus Olam Vayed is the Shevach of Kabbalah Simchot Shemayim. That we do, after we say Klal Yisrael, it converts the Shema Yisrael into Shira, and that's why the Gemara here has Shema Yisrael could be Shira, because Shema Yisrael is Kabbalah Simchot Shemayim, and when we do it in a certain framework, we do it b'toras Shira. Okay, when you do the Baruch Shem, you're doing it as a Shira. You're transforming Kabbalah Simchot Shemayim from just Yedia to Shavach and Shira. And you see, we incorporate it into Musaf. We do it in the Musaf of Kedusha. We do it B'Torah Shira.
Is Shema Shevach now? Isn't that just...
You're being Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Yichud Hashem, his Malchus. That's a Shevach. Yichud Hashem is you're using Yichud Hashem as a Shevach, not just as a abstract fact that you're recognizing, but you're being Meshabeach him, that he's different, he's unique. There's nothing like him. Micha Mocha Ba'ilim Hashem. Micha Mocha Nadar Ba'Kodesh. Okay, and Yichud Hashem is the core idea around which it is. Yichud Hashem is Malchus Hashem. The pasuk we use in Malchios and Rosh Hashanah, right? One of the ten psukim we use for Malchios is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It doesn't say the word Melech in there, right? How could Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad be Malchios? Every other pasuk in Malchios, the other nine psukim, all say Melech, because Yichud Hashem is Malchus Hashem. Hainu Hach. That's the Rambam I just read you. Is the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, Chazal call it Malchus.
You're saying the way Shema is a Shira is through Baruch Shem?
Right. That's when you express the Kabbalah Simchot Shemayim in Shira. Because that's the phrase that the Moshe took from the Malachim, that they were praised. That's the Shira of the Malachim.
But then Baruch Shem is really the Shira.
Baruch Shem is really the Shira. But I mean...
The Gemara is not telling you that, though.
It's saying the Shema. I'm saying it's the Baruch Shem converts the whole Shema into, right. When you put them together, you're doing the whole, it's not, you know, not first you do Hodah, then Shira. It converts the entire phrase, the entire Malchus Shemayim. You're not just engaging in Hodah and Yediyah. It's not just a dogmatic statement of fact, but you're praising God. And when you add the Baruch Shem, it brings out that aspect of Kriya Shema.
So then in Musaf, or in... Another instance where...
I mean, how is it Shira where you don't say Baruch Shem? Right. It's Shira because of the context. In Kedusha, it's Shira because of you're saying Kadosh Kadosh, you're saying Baruch Shem, and right? And Klaisel, Pamayim Becholim, and Shema Omrim, Shema Yisrael, right? So it's in the context, it's clearly being done B'Torah right. Shira.
It's not
Shema
itself, it's not Shira.
The mitzvah of Shema, no.
No, because I'm leaning a parsha of Shema. No, because you could right. Go to the mitzvah of Kabbalah Baruch Shemayim.
If you leave out Baruch Shem, the Achron of Machlokes, but most seem to say you're Yotze. You're Yotze mitzvah of Kriya Shema if you don't say Baruch Shem.
No, let's say...
That's not what you're asking, okay?
Yeah, let's say it's that parsha for the week, parsha Shua.
Okay.
And Shema's in there.
Okay. Right? But while I'm reading it, it can be Kabbalah Malach Shemayim as I'm reading it, even though I'm just reading it for Parsha.
Yes, you could have that in mind. But if you're Kori with Kavana.
Yeah, but you're saying that's not going to be, in that context, it's not going to be Shira.
Because I mean, if you have it in mind as Shira, it will be.
You're not saying Baruch Shem.
No, I know. I understand. I don't know if you don't say Baruch Shem. If you have in mind, you're doing it as Shevach. I think it'll still work.
So then why do I need... So I can do anything and have in mind Shira.
I'm saying, for example, when the Chazan takes out the Sefer Torah, on Shabbos, I think, right? He says, Shema Yisrael Hashem HaKadosh Hashem Echad. And then we repeat after him. And then Echad Elokeinu Gadol Eloheinu Kadosh Ben Hashemo. Something that's also being done with Torah Shira. It's being done in Kriya Vaniyah. That's like Shira, Kriya Vaniyah. Right? They call out to each other. That's how Hallel. Hallel always says Kriya Vaniyah. If you look at...
That's the context. That's not like your own... Having a mind to do it for Shira. That seems like that.
Yeah, from the context, you'll see it's Shira there. Right. But you're saying for yourself. If you just say Shema, without in mind that it's Shevach, or just...
But let's say you have in mind that it's...
Then I'm saying then you could do it. You could do it as Shevach.
So right. Then why do you need any context then? If all you need is to have in mind that I'm doing it for Shira.
You mean why do you need Baruch Shem?
Baruch Shem is doing nothing, really.
No. Baruch Shem is what brings this point out. It will brings it out. Yeah, I mean, if you don't say Baruch Shem and you just... There's nothing... I guess there's nothing manifest about what you're saying, that there's no context. That's a good question. Can you just do it through Kavan alone? I would think so. Maybe not. Maybe you need some context.
So the way you're learning is Baruch Shem is really like the prime example, and then in every other context, that's wherever Shira is coming, then you learn it because of Baruch Shem. Is that the way you're...
That's where I'm deriving from the Baruch Shem in general.
Right. It's the Shema service being transformed into Shira.
Yes, right. The idea of the Baruch Shem is that you can take Kabbalah Simcha Shemayim and transform it just from being Kabbalah Simcha Shemayim on like an internal personal level and use Yichud Hashem to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Torah Shevach as a Shevach and Shira. And that's what the Baruch Shem brings out. Because it's the Shira of Malachim and we transform, we attach it to our Kabbalah Simcha Shemayim and Yichud Hashem, and we're bringing out that aspect of Shema. That it's not just Kabbalah Simcha Shemayim, it could be a vehicle of Shevach and Shira. But like I said, the ideas aren't fully worked out and clear. So I mean, I hear, there's something a little bit fuzzy. I'm inclined to agree. Yeah, go ahead.
What's the difference between Shevach and just a statement of fact? Because hopefully any Shevach you're saying is a statement of fact. That is true.
I mean, if you say, that guy is really stupid and ugly, it could be true, and a statement of facts, I wouldn't call that Shevach.
Right.
Right.
So what is Shevach mean?
I mean, there's a certain connotation of it's like a positive, good thing.
Okay.
It's something that we recognize as worth striving for, of greater value. There's an intuitive idea of something greater above.
What do you mean a positive?
Shema is not a category?
Yeah. When you're saying Yichud, you're not just saying... God's one in a bad, it's one in a unique, special, good way. Greater, above, me, nothing's like him. Is in a positive, you can say there's nothing like it. You can say there's nothing like something in a positive way. And that's what you're saying. There's nothing like God. Michamoch and Dabar Kodesh. No Rasahilos, right? He's above all praises. And even praises can't reach what his greatness. Yamama, Mashabchim, Mepharim, right? Makalsim, Mamlichim. You're praising God. You're showing His greatness. He's above His Roman Masakel. That's when you're saying Shema Yisrael. He's different, removed. Nothing else is like Him in an incomparable way. He's the source of everything. Everything is dependent upon Him.
Right.
And the second part of the show, we'll bring out another point. But let me see if I'll take any more questions on this point for, because this is like. One point I'd like to get clear, because everything else, I'm not sure if that's going to be understood. So, okay, is this so part so far? The idea of Shira, what Shira is, and why you say.
Quick recap of what that idea is.
A quick definition of Shira. Shira is when a created being, an angel or an Adam, perceives the Malchus Hashem, the greatness of God's, His grandeur. His kiddush, his separateness from the creation, his exaltness above everything else, how he's separate and different, unlike any other, anything else. How he has control and majesty over man and the creation. Okay, and he perceives that Malchuscha ro bonecha, right? Bokeyam in the splitting of the sea, right? There's a Klai Yisrael perceive the Gilui Shechina. They perceive the Malchus Hashem, and that causes them. Malchuso Bratzon Kiblu Aleim, that causes the angels and Bnei Yisrael from the perception of God's greatness, His grandeur, to be Mekabel Malchus Shemayim, to recognize and to realize the truth and the reality, how God is different from everything else, right? Their perceptions, their empirical observations bring them to that recognition, and they are moved to express that recognition, that knowledge. They are moved to express that through Shira, through song, and be Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu about His Malchus. It's the song and the Shira of Kabbalas Omachos Shemayim. It has many facets to it, many different aspects. You go through different Shiras, you'll see the different aspects. But what I'm claiming is that the Shiras are all the expressions of Kabbalas Omachos Shemayim, and it's all its various manifestations. Okay? That's... Okay. Okay. That's what the Gemara held, right? Okay. So now, let's take the Gemara in Chula now for a second, right? So why could Klai Yisrael do this whenever we want? And angels once a day, once a week, once a month, once a year, once in a lifetime, right? I say it's because Klai Yisrael has a matir to say Shira, because we are creatures of Bechira Chafshis. We have free will. And we sin. We can forget about God's Malchus from time to time. We need the shofar to wake us up, to cause us to remember. And because of that, we need these mitzvahs. We need the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, the mitzvah to be Mekabel Malchus Shemayim. And we are allowed to engage for our own perfection in the internal process of Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim, to recognize God's greatness. Whenever you want to, you can say Shema Yisrael. You might not always be able to the mitzvah, if it's not Zman Kriya Shema, but there's no limitation on when you're able to say Shema Yisrael. Kriya Shema Alamita, right? You can use it, right, to ward off the Shadim, right? You can say Shema, you can Kamba Omachos Shemayim, whatever you want, because you need to. Man has a need to say, to be Mekabel Omachos Shemayim frequently. The mitzvah is twice a day, but the Minhagim we have built it and put it before Karbanos, right, some people say, right, we the other times throughout the Tefillos you do it. And we need to be Mekabel Omachos Shemayim. And therefore, we have that matir to engage in it for our personal benefit. Once you're engaging it for your personal benefit, then you can just turn it into a shevach. It's once you have the matir to use it because you need it for yourself, then you have the right to praise God with it, because you're saying it anyway. You're saying it Shema Yisrael Shema Yisrael for yourself anyway. Once you're saying it, now all you do is say a petorah shevach, and you can say it as shira. That's why the Gemara doesn't bring down, you could say, Hallel HaMitzri any day, anytime you want. You can't. Your matir is the mitzvah of Shema Yisrael, that you have to hear and understand. That's what the Gemara means. The second point of the Gemara is that your matir is after two words, Shema Yisrael. That's your matir, the mitzvah, the need for you to understand. Shema Yisrael, a Jew has to understand these ideas. It's the second mitzvah of the Rambam, is Yichud Hashem, right? Is you have to understand the idea of Yichud Hashem. Okay, and because of that, Shema Yisrael is your matir to say Shema Yisrael Shem Yisrael Shem Echad. Once that's the case, you're saying it because if for yourself you need it, then you have the right to say it. B'Torah Shira, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso. You could say Baruch Shem. You could say B'Torah Shira. Angels, Malachim, they don't have that matir. They don't need to perfect themselves through being Mekabel Malchus Shemayim. They're not creatures of Bechira. They don't have that matir to perfect themselves in order to say it. They say Shira because that's what they're created to do. This is who they are. They recognize the greatness and they say Shira. So they don't have that matir. So their matir only comes after they have they go through Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. They go through, after they go through the God's greatness from the Bria, then they can get involved in Hashem Tzavakos, the Shem Hashem. They have to go through a different process. Their matir is working through Maisa Bracious. Once they do that, then they can properly engage in Shira. Because of our inferiority, we have a superiority. We don't have to go through Kadosh Kadosh. We don't have to, in order to say Shira, we don't have to go through Maisa Bereishis. You don't have to be involved in Maisa Bereishis and study the God's creation. You don't have to be involved in the Anyan Kriyas Yamsuf in order to say Shira. You can say Shira simply because you have to say Shema Yisrael. You have to be involved in the mitzvah. Klal Yisrael needs that. We can say Shira whenever we want because we have the matir for our own perfection. So we don't have to have the other matir of going through, learning through Maisa Bereishis, scanning, surveying the whole Bria, which is the Kadosh, 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 according to Tirgam Yonasan, which we say in Uval Tzion, right? So you don't have to go through. That's it. It doesn't mean three words or two words. The two words is the way the Medrash brings out this point. They have to go through a study of Maisa Bereishis, and from studying Maisa Bereishis, they're in a position to say Shira of Malchus Shemayim after they study Maisa Bereishis. We simply have to say Shema Yisrael. Is we simply go through the mitzvah of Kabbalah Simchus Shemayim, and then you could be say B'Torah Shira. Because we have the need that they don't have, we have a matya that they have. We could say it all the time, we could say it after two words. Okay, it's a similar point. Our inferiority from the angels, our tzorach, leads to a certain superiority that we end up with only after Shema Yisrael we could say it. We don't have to go through the whole process of Kadosh, 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 and we could do it all the time. While they're limited. They're more restricted. Yeah.
This might be going back, but why do you need a matzah in the first place?
To say Shira?
Yeah.
It's because of Nora Sehilos. Nora Sehilos. Right? Is that God is... I forgot who learns that way. Maybe it's Rashi. Nora Sehilos means is that it's... you can't praise God. Your shalach of God is even your shira, the highest praise of God, is not really praise. You can't really put into words God's greatness. So the angels can't either. His greatness is beyond being formulated by any created being. No created being can truly perceive his greatness. So any shalach is really, in a certain sense, a disparagement. It's that the famous Gemara from I think it was Chanina. So one the Chazan got up there and said Akel Agadol Gibar Vanora, and he went on Amahulal Meshubar Hamefuar, right? And he extended the whole praise. And then the Chanina says if you finish saying all of God's praise, right? Mi Malik Versus Shemesh Mi Kolti Laso. If you can really say all of God's praise and then say it all, but you can't. And he compared it to not just you can't list it all, but it's a king who has gold and you praise him with silver, it's not really praise. If he has gold and you praise him with silver, it's not a real praise. Right? So we say, Lacha Demiya Sehila. For God, quietness is really praise. Really saying nothing is praise. Right? And the Shevach is simply what we as created beings do. That's what we as that's the creation. This is for the creation, it's necessary. But ultimately, in the ultimate reality, it comes back to Yichud Hashem, because nothing is like God, you can't really praise Him. There's no, all your categories are taken from the creation. That's your mind. Angels also, nothing different between us and angels. The ideas that we have are from the creation, from observing the created world. And those categories are inapplicable to God, because Who can you really compare God? You can't compare God to anybody. So since there's nothing that's truly comparable to Him from the creation, your praises are not really going to be accurate praises, and they're really going to be inferior. So you need a matir. You need a matir to say any praise. But the matir for an Adam is because we are creatures of Bechira. Angels also need a matir, but it's not the same matir that we have. Right?
How does it work out with the Gemara you mentioned that we can't praise God all day?
I'm saying you can't really praise God. You really need a matir.
No, meaning
Mechayev from that's exactly Gemara. If you say Hal b'chol yom, that's Mechayev from Agadev. It's like you're cursing God.
Right,
saying praises to God is really it's like cursing. Because if you tell a king who has gold, if you say that you have silver, so that's not praising him. That's really insulting him, right? But the reason you could say Shema is because there's a loophole, the back door of the mitzvah of Shema Yisrael. It's like a backdoor way to say Shira. Because we need to engage in the mitzvah of Shema Yisrael.
the only shiva you give a matzah to sit anytime?
That's what I'm trying to claim. That's what I'm claiming, because the Gemara says if you say shira hal b'chol yom, it's mechayev from megadif.
So
what's that's the Gemara resolves that contradiction. He says it should be ashrei or if it's halavai should be in the chelik of those who say shir b'chol yom. The Gemara says no, if you say hal b'chol yom, it's mechayev from megadif. Says that refers to psukit d'zimra, so psukit d'zimra every day, right? And that's we as yashir we incorporate into that. I mean, why could you say that every day?
Yeah, and we have the bracha, so that's what I mentioned, since the shiri dovin.
Right. Right.
That's the matzah.
What's the matzah to say psukit d'zimra every day?
Right.
Why is that different? That's a good question.
Yeah, I mean, it isn't hollow. It isn't like a hollow.
Psukit d'zimra?
Right.
It's not a shayach, though,
isn't it? I mean, it's like hollow, yeah, it's a type of hollow. It's a hollow that emerges from Isa Bracious. If you look at it, it's always from it's all from Ma'aseh Bereishis. The Halal Mitzri is on Hashkacha, the Hashkacha. I mean, that's presumably where the differentiation lies. You're giving Shevach from Ma'aseh Bereishis and Psukei Zimra. The only thing is you have Az Yashir in there. Ram didn't have that though.
Right,
he had that after. Yeah, Az Yashir might be a little different. Az Yashir, there's like the whole idea of Az Yashir was to maintain the idea of a song, composing a song. It's a different idea in the song is you formulate it so that it's repeated and said over, so you can maintain, it's like an oral form of maintaining Pirsimanes. That's the idea of Pirsimanisa. That's a little bit of a different point. I would say it probably has to do with that idea, that you're engaging in the study of Ma'aseh Bereishis when you're saying Psukei d'Zimra. You're not just mindlessly saying Psukei d'Zimra.
Right.
And maybe it's like the same thing with angels. If you're going through a study of Ashri is all about the right Ashri and the Halukas, then that could be the matir. You're actually engaging in a study of it. Could be that's the difference.
Ashri is about Ma'aseh Bereishis.
Yeah.
No, just a statement.
It interweaves. It interweaves it. That's throughout those Tehillim. There's an interweaving of Ashkacha Prad, Ashkacha Kalos. It's interesting. I don't really know the answer to that question. I might have at one point, but I can't recall it now.
Isn't
Baruch
Shammah answer?
Well,
I've heard before that Baruch Shammah.
Baruch Shammah, yeah, right.
Right.
What
that's
about it?
That's funny, why can't you pull that trick, Bunny?
No, well.
Say Baruch for an hour?
Yeah.
Hmm. What's the question?
Say Baruch Shammah and say any Shira.
Yeah.
And then say Yishtamah.
Oh, just stuff it into Psukei d'Zimra?
Make it the format of Psukei d'Zimra.
Yeah,
you can just put it into Psukei d'Zimra.
Psukei d'Zimra right now. We'll say Baruch Shammah right now.
Well, yeah, I don't know if you could just say Baruch Shammah right now.
Why not?
Michazal and Masaki in it to be said in front of Kriyash Mashal Shachars.
Right.
I don't know if you can just say it whenever you want. I mean, you see, even Barash Amar, it also, I think, at the Chasima there is Machas also. Here, let's see. Yeah, the way Yechosim Barash Amar. The support, another support for the point that Shira is the Shira of Psukei d'Zimra, is Yachid Chel Min Melech Meshubach Mufara De'at Shemal Gadol Brachat Hashem Melech Mulal B'tish Bachos. But again, it's the Barash Amar, and the same thing by Yishtabach, right? Yishtabach Shimcha L'ad Malkenu Hakel HaMelech HaGadol, right? And Yechosim Kedusha Malchus Brachos Olos Metavid Olam Brachat Hashem Kel Melech Gadol B'tish Bachos. Right? So you see, always in Shira, you always have Malchus. It's always the underlying, the fundamental theme of Shira. In Yishtabach, in Halal also, it's Malchus. It's always Malchus. Right? So Shira, the underlying theme of what makes a Shira Shira is its Kabbalah Samach Hoshamayim. It's the Shevach of Kabbalah Samach Hoshamayim. Okay. Once we get that point. Yeah, okay, I can't answer all the questions. Save it for Rebbe's question Q&A. He'll have answers for you. Okay? Okay.
Can I ask you about Ma'aseh
Merkabah? Let me just turn the tape off.
We're going.
Okay, so try to get to part two of the shiur. We'll see how it comes out. Okay, you let me know. Okay.
Wait, what are you trying to say about it?
I just want to explain what does Barashen Kavol Machusulam Vad mean.
Oh, what does it mean?
What does it mean?
What's the translation of that?
Right, the first
good question.
In theory, we're trying to.
It.
I never knew which word. How do you read it? What word goes to which?
Correct. Okay. So I'm going to say, I'll tell you the idea.
Can you give us some facts first? I want to see if I can.
No. Okay, fine. I'll give you one Rashi. Let me give you one Rashi. Okay. You have a lot of the facts, by the way. You've heard most of the facts. Okay? Yeah. Okay, it's a speculative, I'm giving you, it's a speculative idea. I did a little research going through this area, and it seems to me there's a certain common theme of all the places that Baruch Shem comes up. There's a certain common theme. Okay? But I just want to develop the idea from Rashi on the Torah, on his Pasuk of Shema Yisrael. And then afterwards, I'll just mention shortly, maybe the Raya's why it fits in. Or you could do it yourself. You'll figure it out. Okay. So this is Rashi in Vav, Dalet, and Dvar. Okay. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So Rashi says, what does it mean? Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem, Shu Elokeinu Ata, Velo Elokeha Umos. So Hashem, right, Havaya, who is our God now, but not the God of the other nations, who also lios Hashem Echad. In the future.
What?
They worship Avodah Zara. He's not their God. They bow down to idols.
He's still their God.
They don't accept him as their God.
It's only you have the meaning of them.
What? Of course they should.
Is he truly not alcohol?
They don't accept him, though.
Whether or not they accept him or not, is he not their God?
Yeah.
They don't accept him.
So?
I mean, there's a reality to the fact they don't accept him.
I don't accept God. He's still my God. I'm joking, man.
It's on the tape, Ariel.
You gotta rewind.
Yeah, it's rewind. We
just
erased
to
it.
Clarify who said that, you should just say his first name and his last name.
I do accept God.
Okay, good.
Okay. Part two, it's late.
Part two, it's late. Exactly, it's late. Okay, so Hashem. So we'll just read Rashi. Okay, relax, guys. Hashem shehu Elokeinu ata velo Elokeinu umos. So now the other nations don't accept him, don't recognize him. Of course he's their God. They just don't accept him and recognize him as their God.
That's better.
What Rashi means to say. Who also lios Hashem Echad. He in the future will be the one God. Hashem Echad. Shenemar. Ki oz efoch el amim safa verura. Likro kula m'shem Hashem. Okay. So all the nations, they will change. They'll say clearly. Right? Safa verura. Safa verura, by the way, is the lashon we use for the malachim saying shira. Right? Safa Bru in a clear language. Likro kul b'shem Hashem. V'nemar, right? Ba'yom ahu yiyeh Hashem echad ishmo echad. Right? Ba'yom Hashem l'mechad kol aretz. Ba'yom ahu yiyeh Hashem echad ishmo echad. So in that day in the future, God will be the king for the whole world. And that day, yiyeh Hashem echad ishmo echad. Okay? Everybody's going to recognize his malchus. Okay? Okay, good. So it's like this. Is that...
So the whole point of... This is going on Baruch Shem or on Shema?
This is how Rashi learns Shema Yisrael on the Torah. So it explains Shema Yisrael. What the pasuk means. Okay, how Rashi understands it. That Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem is our God, Hashem Echad. He will be accepted ultimately by all the nations. They will all recognize his name. Okay, they all recognize the Shem Hashem. And they all accept it and be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which is ultimately what Rosh Hashanah is all about, right? They'll all be recognized, make one society in Lasse Love in the future, and all the nations will recognize the Shem Hashem, that he's the one true God, right? Which is the Mos Mashiach. Okay? Okay. So I want to say like this, is that the... person can see Malchus Shemayim, or an angel, can see Malchus Shemayim from two primary sources. One is Ma'ase Bereishis. One is studying the creation, the world. Okay, you study the Chachma and the greatness, Malach Haaretz Kavodo, and you see how God's exalted, separate, different from everything. That's one level of Kedusha and Yichud Hashem and Malchus Shemayim. Okay? The other place where Malchus Shemayim comes up, and this is where I think Baruch Shem finds it, is where you see God in control of mankind's destiny, of the historical process of mankind. And he guides, through his providence, his hashkacha, he guides mankind, primarily Klal Yisrael, guides and protects and he's mashkiach and mani Klal Yisrael to a certain objective. Okay? And the objective of the hashkacha, the objective of God's providence over man, okay, it has a purpose. And the purpose is that the whole world should recognize God's name. Okay, that is the ultimate objective of the creation. Right? If I'm not sure if you guys are there, but in the Shir of Hazinu, the Ramban, the Shir of Hazinu, on the pasuk of Amartya Afehem, I think, right? Ulule Kas Oyev Agor is Ramban that goes through that's the purpose of the intention of the creation is that there should be the world should recognize God's name, His existence, His malchus. The whole world should mekabel His malchus, which is the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, which is the purpose of the Shir of Hazinu makes this point, and the whole hashkacha, the whole history of Klal Yisrael and the history of the world is a history leading up to that point. That's the yisod, ultimately of Tchias Meisim and Olma and Yemos Mashiach. What Rashi calls Olam Haba, Rashi calls Olam Haba, but Yemos Mashiach. It's the principle that is the ultimate objective of why God made the world for mankind on the level of mankind as a whole. That's right. And it's that the world should recognize the Shem Hashem. Okay. Now, when you set an end, when you set a goal, an objective, a purpose, that determines the actions you have to take in order to bring it about. Okay? For example, if you set your objective of educating a group of kids to be, great, athletes, right, runners, then you might train them in a certain way. You would teach them how to, wake up early, and they would be able to teach them how to, start running, teach them how to stretch. You might teach them proper diet, because the how you treat them, right, would be determined by what your goal for them is going to be, right? You do different actions. If you're trying to make them, merciless killers, then you would maybe, let's say by pit bulls. You want to train pit bulls to become these cruel killers. So then, they starve the dogs, and they torture them, and they abuse them, and they teach them how to fight, So depending upon what your goal is, the actions, how you will treat somebody or something will be different, because the actions you take are the means that you do in order to achieve the ends. Right? Make sense? Okay. Since the purpose that God is seeking to achieve is the recognition of His name, that the mankind should recognize the Shem Kavod, his great name. Okay, that's the objective, that the whole world should do that. Now, therefore, God has to treat man in a certain way in order to achieve that objective. He has to punish man in certain situations. For example, let's say the Dor HaMavel. Had He not punished them, the world would have developed in a direction which never would have reached Yemos Mashiach, never would have reached the whole society recognized the Shem Hashem. It had gone off on a path that was no longer capable of coming back towards God's objective. So you had to have Midas Mishpat and Din. You had to wipe them out and start again with Noach. Or Klal Yisrael. That Klal Yisrael, like that Ramban Hazinu, is an incredibly important vehicle of Kiddush Hashem, right? Kiddush Shmo Gadol, which is this idea, Kiddush Shmo Gadol. And Klal Yisrael, because like the Ramban explains, Klal Yisrael has the Torah, has the memory of the miracles and the proofs of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We carry that with us. If Klal Yisrael goes away, nobody's going to believe those things anymore. Even if somebody mentions it, they'll say it's just a story. We carry with us the Eidos of the Torah and of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we're an incredibly important vehicle. So if we sin, it's important for God to have Rachmanis on us. Why? Because in a sense, He needs us in order to accomplish His objective. We become vehicles of accomplishing His objective of Kiddush Shmo Gadol. So, and then you have Rachamim and Chesed and the different Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how God's Hashkach is, the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, which are also part of the essence of Yom Kippur and the Slichos, right? Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim were said on Yom Kippur, right? For the Kapar for the Egel, that was on the first Yom Kippur. It was Kapar for the Egel. So those, the midos of Kadosh Baruch Hu, they stem from, they are the means and the actions that God has to take in order to accomplish his objective. Had God's objective been different, had he wanted the world to be a world where everybody indulges in pleasure all day long, he would have acted, he would treat man differently. He might punish people who sit and learn Torah, and he would reward the door-to-door mumble, keep them going, right? There would be different actions. So the actions of God and how he relates to man is determined by the end. The end fixes the means. Okay? So the shame kavod is, the shame means the idea. The idea of God. Not God's essence, our idea of God's essence. The shame havaya. Yukevavke, it's man's idea of God, which is the ultimate objective of mankind, is to have an idea of God, the whole world, to have the true idea insofar as man is capable of the Shem Hashem. That idea of man having the proper idea of God, that concept is what determines God's governance of man, his malchus, how he's manhig the Bria, how he controls, his hashgacha relates to man, why did he split the sea and drown the Egyptians and save us? Because it had a purpose. Hashem Yimloch Olam Ve'ed, Mikdash Hashem Konu Yodecha. This is the nation that he's going to bring to build the Beis HaMikdash, right? And the Beis HaMikdash is the primary institution of teaching the Yichud Hashem to the world. The primary institution is the Mikdash, when it's up and functioning, running properly, where the Shem Havayah is mentioned on Yom Kippur, and then the Shem Meforesh is only in the Mikdash, is said explicitly, is because we were the nation. That's the Ilik of the Shira, the end of the Shira, that he was bringing us into Eretz Yisrael to build the Mikdash, the Makom of Yichud Hashem, and to be, this is the vehicle of the Mikdash in Klal Yisrael, where his Malchus would be realized forever. And that's why the Egyptians died and we were saved, because we were functioning for Kiddush Hashem and they were not. Okay, and that would, so the Shem Hashem is, if you think about it, is the Shem Hashem of the idea, that, meaning man's idea of God, the man should have the proper idea of God, is what the vehicle of how he governs the world. The governance of the world is determined by the end. When you fix that end, that determines the midos, the Maisei Hashem, and how he's mashkiach, and why the sea split. You see the objective in the creation when you see the sea split and them drowning and us being saved. You understand this has a purpose. This is going somewhere. This whole purpose is Hashem Yimloch Olam Ve'ed. Okay, the whole purpose, when you see certain points in the creation, certain points in history, you're able to see from God's hashkach, his providence, when he saves David HaMelech, right? When he saved in through the Shira, the Yam is the paradigm example we have. When you're able to see the objective of the creation, of the Shem Hashem, that the whole purpose of why God brought us down to Golas, made a bris with Avram, and we were in Sheba to Mitzrayim, then he took us out and he did a makos to the Egyptians, and he split the sea and he killed them and saved us. At the end of that, you're able to see the hand of God, the Yad HaZaka, you're able to see the hand of God in the historical process, and you're able to realize the whole objective was for man to recognize the Shem Hashem, and that is ultimately motivating the whole creation, is to reach that objective. And that's Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso, is your blessing, the Shem Kavod. Shem Kavod goes together. In fact, the Gemara in Brachos and Tainus derives the phrase Baruch Shem Kavod from the Pasuk in Ezra, or Nehemiah rather, of V'yivarchu Shem Kvodecha. Okay, I don't have time to go into that Gemara there. V'yivarchu Shem Kvodecha. So that's why I think Shem Kavod goes together. I don't think, there's other ways to learn this, but I'm saying, it seems to me, that Shem Kavod goes together. I asked Rabbi Zucker once, is it, can you learn Shem, does it go Shem Kavod Malchuso or Shem Kavod Malchuso? He said there's two ways you can learn it. So he knows grammar, I don't, and I trust Rabbi Zucker, there's two ways you could read it, grammatically. Okay, so I'm saying it's Baruch Shem Kavod, you're blessing the Shem Kavod, Shem HaNechbar Vanora, which is Malchuso. The Shem Kavod is his Malchus, is that idea of the idea, the concept of God, the true concept of God being recognized by man, is his Malchus, is what he uses to rule and control and move the world in the historical process forever, L'Olam Vayed, all eternally. This is that Shem is what brings about the Ashkacha to reach the end of days, Yimos Mashiach, and Tchias HaMesim, to reach the proper idea of God. So you say Baruch Shem Kavod I think when you see it's the Malchus Hashem as expressed through the historical process. Like Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekein Hashem Echad, according to Rashi. Hashem who is our God now, he will be Hashem Echad. Or the Shira of Hazinu. Right? That's the pasuk the Rambam gets for the Kishem Hashem Ekra of Ogodah Lekeinu. That you have the Gzeiras HaKasav where you say whenever you have the Shem HaMeforash in the Mikdash, you say Bar Shem Kevo Machuso. You learn that from the Shir of Hazinu. Shir of Hazinu is the whole song of Hazinu, which you read before Yom Kippur, is a song about the history of Klal Yisrael in the past and in the future, and how God is Mashkiach on Klal Yisrael, and how he's going to save Klal Yisrael because of Kiddush Mo Agadol. If you learn that right, if you read that Ramban especially. And the Shir of Az Yashir, right, that's the Shir of No Baruch Shem there. Where else do we have it? Or in the Mikdash itself, and the Mikdash itself, which is the vehicle set up for man to recognize the Shem Hashem, right, is this is where you say Bar Shem Kvo Machuso. It's the expression of Shira that you have when you see the Malchus Hashem like the Jews did at the Yom Suf. When you see the Malchus Hashem emerge from his providence, from his Hashkacha on mankind, guided to a objective of the whole world recognizing his Malchus. When you see that, then it's the Shira of Malchus Hashem of man, and it's, we say, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso. Okay, one last point, and then I'll take questions, okay? Last point is like this. So why are the angels saying it? Right, Moshe got it from the angels. Okay. So I say is that the angels, and those will try to answer the last point of the Gemara, in Chulin, of why the angels wait for us. They go after we go. Okay, so the angels also recognize this. Oh, the angels recognize the Malchus Shemayim, not just from Isaac Bereshis, but they also see it. Man, Adam, Tzelem Elokim, is part of the Bria. Okay, so when man is, they see the Malchus Hashem through the Ashkacha, angels see it too. So they also say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Vayev on that idea that God uses the Shem Kavod to regulate and guide the historical process to its objective. So they also say that Shevach, and that's where Moshe got it from. Because angels see that. Angels perceive that. We don't always perceive that. Okay? We don't always perceive that idea. Okay? That idea, we perceive, Yaakov perceives it when he's involved in the Heyasu v'gidachem eisei asher yikreschem v'achras ha'yamim. When Yaakov Avinu sees the end of his life and he's setting up the brachos of Klal Yisrael and he's involved in the nevuah of Ruach HaKodesh of the end of days and he's setting them up, he wants to megala the kates to them. Then he's involved. They say Shema Yisrael. He says Baruch Shem Kavod. Klal Yisrael, the Yom Suf, they perceive it. Okay, and when you're at the Shira Hazinu, Moshe is saying it to Klal Yisrael, the Shira Hazinu, you can perceive the historical process. In the Beis HaMikdash, you can see it. Okay, but we can't always see that. We can't always see this Shevach. It's something the angels can always see. It's something that we can't always see. Okay, and because of that, I'm putting two points together here, but what the heck, we're short for time. So because of that, but the angels do say Shira on that aspect of the Bria, on mankind. But when Adam says Baruch Shem, says Shira, Klal Yisrael says Shira, and we're engaged in Kabbal Samachu Shemayim, so now we're doing two things. On the one hand, we are expressing our own Shevach. We're being Mekabal Samachu Shemayim, expressing our Shevach. On the other hand, we're completing the Bria. There's that aspect of the Bria that's lacking. Is man, Adam, when he sins, when he rejects the Malchus Shemayim, he's Morid B'Kadosh Baruch Hu, an aspect of the Bria is lacking. The angels can't say Shira, because there's a part of the Bria is not in line with the Malchus Shemayim. But when Klal Yisrael says Shira, there's a certain harmony of the whole Bria. Then the Ma'aseh Bereishis and the laws of nature and man all fall in line with the Malchus Hashem, and then the angels say Shira. Okay, so the angels, in a sense, have to wait for us, Klal Yisrael, to say Shira, because they're saying she and the totality of the Bria, including Adam. Okay, so they have to wait for us. Again, it's man's inferiority, because man is a creature of Bechira, and he sins. So he corrupts a part of the Bria, so the angels have to wait for man, for Klal Yisrael, to be in line and to say Shira. Then the angels can say Shira. Okay, but we do it because that's our Maisa perfection, being Mekabel Malchus Shemayim saying Shira. So we do it, and then after we do, and Klal Yisrael does it, the angels are in a position, they can go. Because now the Bria is completed. Okay, so the Yom Kippur, I guess just to bring it back to Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur is another moment where, because I think that we say at the culmination of Yom Kippur, Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem, and Hashem Hu Elokim, which I haven't really explained at all. But I think we say the culmination of Yom Kippur, not specifically for Yom Kippur. I think it's the culmination of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, which begins with the Malchus Hashem on Rosh Hashanah, and it culminates in the highest expression of Malchus Shemayim of the Shem HaMeforash on Yom Kippur. That's why we put, based on the Rav and Yeshiva, we put Meloch, HaKol Haaretz Meloch, in Yom Kippur, because Malchus is also a part of Yom Kippur. It's a process of Malchus Shemayim. It's expressed, the ideas are most brought out in Rosh Hashanah Tfilos, but the idea of Malchus Shemayim culminates in the Shem HaMeforash and Yichud Hashem on Yom Kippur. So it's a culmination of this process of Malchus Shemayim and the internalization of it and the Shevach of it that we reach on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, we're in the highest state. We've gone through 10 days, the whole process. You pull yourself away from the physical. Achila and Shtia, your Lovish Levanim, and you focus on these ideas. And you don't want to Malachim, it means you're in a position where you're able to appreciate the idea of God's Malchus as expressed through Klal Yisrael, how he forgives Klal Yisrael. Ki imcha sicha leman tivare, that he has to forgive Klal Yisrael in order for Yiras Hashem to be extant in the world. That we see that the purpose of Yom Kippur, and Kapar for the eagle, why? Because what are the other nations going to do? Because of Chil Hashem, that we see that the Shem Kavod is what brings about the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. And that's what we see most on Yom Kippur, and when we pull ourselves away from the physical and we involve ourselves in the idea of Yichud Hashem and the Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on that day alone of the year, we're in a position where we're like the Malachim, where we clearly perceive this idea of Malchus Hashem through God's, through the historical process, through His Mechila for Klal Yisrael, and we can say Baruch Shem, because we're likely to say it out loud. But in general, at this point in history, we don't see it. We don't see it unless you're in the Mikdash, unless you're Yaakovin on his deathbed, unless you're Klal Yisrael at the Yam. You don't see it clearly, and you say it Balachash. You say it quietly. It's something we know about. It's a Shira we say privately to ourselves, but it's something that we don't fully perceive. We don't even, obviously we don't perceive it like angels do, just like we don't perceive Kadosh like angels do. But we don't even perceive it the way that man is capable of perceiving it. We go in and out. Yimos Mashiach, it could be different when it's perceived in a full and a full way, when the whole world perceives it openly. But in this part of history, since we don't perceive it like man is capable of perceiving it, we don't really say it. It wasn't really given to man yet. Moshe took it early and gave it to us. Okay, but it's really for angels to perceive, man in certain instances to say. But to incorporate in Kriya Shema, we do it, we remember it, we say it quietly. And only on Yom Kippur, after the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, after Rosh Hashanah, after the Shem HaMeforash, the Yigul Midos, and the fasting, and the pulling away from sin, and the Kapara, then we're in a position to recognize the Malchus Hashem, and you say Baruch Shem Kavod out loud. And it's the culmination of the whole process, is really the Shema and the Baruch Shem at the very end. Yeah, go ahead.
What about saying if you make a bracha with all?
I don't know. Good question. I don't know. I don't know why. That doesn't fit in. The right question is, why Bracha Vatala? I don't know.
I don't think that always works, though.
What?
I don't think that always works at all.
I mean, I think Rama brings it down, though. It's brought down.
The last issue, right? Yeah. It's only in certain instances.
Why'd you say the Bracha doesn't work?
No, I understand. But the question is that's another place where Bar Shem comes up, and it doesn't seem to have anything to do with anything I've said. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, good question. I forgot to mention that question, but you reminded me very well. I don't have an answer for that one. Maybe you come up with something. Anything else?
Because we're like, welcome when we